Jamal, first of all, tell us how this came about for you.
Weird one, actually. It's one of the boys, Kieran Freeman, that was here back in the last season on loan from Derby. He just dropped me a little text saying that he heard there's a little bit of interest, and then just started kicking off from there. So just over a week ago, and then my agent spoke to their chief scout, and then just showed there was some interest, and it's just gone really quickly from there, so I'm over the moon.
What were your thoughts when you heard about the interest?
Get it done. Just told my agent, get it done. Obviously, the size of the club, the manager, it's just what an opportunity. Great club. So excited. I know the season's just finished, but I want to get started already.
You're 31 now. I remember talking to you when you were a wee bairn, when you were out at Rotherham, etc. Yeah. How has your game changed? Are you still the same kind of player as you were back then? Are the principles for you still the same?
Yeah, 100%. I think I run more now. Especially last season, the season I had last season. I'm still the same. I play out wide, want to get at players, create goals, score goals. And my principles are definitely the same. I know I'm older now, but I can still run very fast. And that's what I want to be showing to the Sheffield U fans.
And the competition here, especially in your position, is pretty good, actually. Jamie Murphy and Ryan Flynn are playing very well at the moment. How confident are you of perhaps dislodging one of those from the 11?
I mean, any great club, any good club, you get this competition. There's no point in being at a club. We're going for a promotion, so it's a squad game, and everybody's going to have to nip in. And when I'm given my chance, I'm going to hopefully take it. Obviously, there's good players in my position, but that's brilliant for the club.
This seems like a terrific move for you, considering Notts County struggled last season but did so well to survive in the end. Where do you think your career can go at this stage of it with this club?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's a great move for myself, but I think that shows the way that I played last season. I had a really good season, positive, helping the club stay up and all the rest of it. And it's just positive for me, and brilliant that a club like Sheffield United's stature has recognised that and come and signed me up. And I'm just hoping that next season's the season that we make a really, really big push to get promotion. That's what we all want, really. A club like Sheffield United don't belong in League One. And I'll be doing my bit to get them out and get into the Championship.
And you saw, no doubt, how close they came in the end, given where they were around Christmas time, early in the year, in fact, that actually you're very, very close anyway, aren't you, to perhaps just taking that extra step?
Oh, that's it. Maybe the push was just a little bit too late. And obviously there was teams that have done it like throughout the season. But like I said, like a club like this, they shouldn't be in League One. And they showed towards the end of the season with a manager like Nigel Clough what he can do for the club and the players that he can attract. So hopefully we can have a push from the beginning of the season.
Presumably you don't need telling about this club, because it's an area, of course, that you know very well. You're at Chesterfield, Rotherham, Barnsley. Are you going for the full set or what?
I hope this is the last one. I hope I can stay here now. And I know Yorkshire very well. But obviously this is by far the biggest club. I'm so excited to get started, and I'm just feel humbled and honoured to be a part of it.
And of course, for a lot of players at this time of year, it's an uncertain time, isn't it? But to get this done so early on, it's not even pre-season yet, must be extremely satisfying for you.
I know. When I heard about the interest, I couldn't believe it, and then obviously to get it over the line so fast, it's like a dream come true. Really, I can enjoy my break, knowing that got a job to go back to. I mean, Notts did offer me a contract, but and I had other options, but something like this you can't pass up. And yeah, to get it done so fast is just, it's a dream come true, really.
Was it a difficult decision in any way to leave Notts County, because Sean did a very good job there, didn't he? It appeared on the outside that he seemed to galvanise the group at least.
100%. What he's done, he came in and he brought a togetherness into the squad, which I think it needed. This for me wasn't a difficult decision to sign here. It was pretty easy, to be honest. I'm sad to be leaving Notts County, because I've made some great friends there, and Sean Derry and Greg Abbott were brilliant for me last season. Gave me the opportunity to go and express myself and play free, which has allowed me to get to a club like this. But when things like this come your way, you just got to grab it with both hands.
And Sean Derry, being an ex-Sheffield United player, you'd like to think deep down he could understand why you've made the jump.
Yeah, I've actually spoken to him. He wished me all the best, told me I've been brilliant for him, and anytime I need him, like for advice or anything, just to call him. So I just called him to say thank you for all his help and everything, and he was brilliant. He was really brilliant.
And finally, what do you think Nigel Clough can do for you here? Do you know about his management style, his skills in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, at Notts County, we had Kieran Freeman and Gareth Roberts and Callum Ball, who he's had under him all at Derby. And obviously, Kieran Freeman here the latter part of last season, they all said he's brilliant. If you work hard for him, he'll look after you. So I'm a hard-working player as it is. So hopefully we get on really, really well.